Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody needs a voice in what's going on. Everybody actually thinks they have one. And I guess maybe they do to a point. I don't know, though, whether you'd call what's on a flat screen a voice. What's more a voice is actually using your voice to sound off on what's going on. You have that right now. Dial us up at 855-999-DOUG with your thoughts on the events of the day, the people, the issues, what matters to you, and why does it matter. 855-999. There's got to be, isn't there? That sounds like some kind of an operator, right? 999. 855. Yeah, okay. 855-999-3684. That's the sound of Jay Kirshner, who's here with me. Hey, who's what?
855-999-Doug.
Doug! That's it. All right, so what do we have going on in this hour of the program? It's 18th of the month. Or the 18th. So how much money do you think was spent to try to oust Ms. Cheney in Wyoming? Take a guess. Want to know how much spent?
$15 million?
Would you like to go a little higher?
No, that's a lot.
The money that was spent, there's a lot of money that was spent in Wyoming, $50 million. But look around the country and how much has been spent. We've talked about this a number of times because it seems kind of yucky to me. Yucky or icky, or it's just the destruction of the American political scene using tools that are legally available, buying advertising. That's great for those of us who are in the advertising business. But does it really tell the story? What do you think? In some advertisement, there are going to be two sides to the story? No, of course not. Just vote for me. I'm great. And the other guy's a schlump. Okay, so that's kind of...
And then somebody gets into office and they have to go with whatever the people who put that money forward want.
Yeah, right, exactly. They have to honor the people who helped them get there. There's a sort of a lawless element to that. I'm not sure how to best describe it, but I will tell you that for as long as I can remember, the last 30, 40 years especially, there have been big clashes based on whether or not this is fair, right, just. Citizens United, a ruling made by the Supreme Court a number of years ago, has made a mockery of the system, as far as I'm concerned. You got a big megaphone, you got to make a lot of noise, you can buy a lot of time on the radio, but how do you know what they're what you're hearing and what they're saying is true? Doesn't have to be true. It just is it's a point. Okay? Don't vote for her because she has blonde hair. Right? It's vote against anybody who's got blonde hair. Or, it becomes that silly. Mm-hmm. It has become silly. But yet,
it's absurd.
It affects all of us. And so it's something to continue to think about. Here's a question that you can answer on our new sound-off line, 855-999-DOUG. Is it okay or not that the Chinese government is attempting to induce rainfall in parts of their country because of the severe drought there? They have, like we have and Europe has, a record-breaking heat wave going on right now. The Yangtze River, which is the longest waterway in that country, is now at record low levels. There's less than half the usual rainfall that has affected certainly this circumstance. And they have a lot of hydropower in China, which is something we should have here. It's one thing they're doing right, and we're not doing it. We're dumb about hydropower. Anyway, the water in those reservoirs down by as much as half, and there's a demand for air conditioning because it's hot, right? The same thing has happened in Europe. Air conditioning, they have blackouts all the time. This situation here in America and in Europe and in Asia is the longest that I can remember. They come and they go. The heat goes up, it goes down. But this is something really very interesting. And, of course, the climate change groupies are all yelling and screaming, look at this, we're telling you, go buy an electric car.
Because everything is an overnight fix, apparently.
Right, yes, yeah. It'll be you tomorrow, it'll be fine. If you buy an electric car today, by golly, by tomorrow, the world will be a better place. Anyway, so the government in China has asked people not to use air conditioning because because there's not enough electricity. China's in a down, and people say, okay, this is good. We need the Chinese to kind of fall off of their pedestal or their high horse or whatever. Mm-hmm. And to some, yeah, I think that's okay. It's the government's problem, not the people, although if the people don't like it, you'd think that they would rise up. Easier said than done. That may be going on behind the scenes in Russia, but again, easier. Well, we got it going on here. As far as that's concerned, what do you think the motivation behind January 6th was? So one wonders out loud if the heat is part of what's driving people to want to have all these changes. You get different. Do you have different ideas when it's hot? Or do you have different ideas when it's cold?
It's always like people get a little angsty, or it's almost like a full moon. People blame the heat for ways. But with this, with China, trying what you were talking about before, with trying to induce this rainfall to combat the drought, I know I'm not an environmentalist or a scientist or anything like that. I just don't understand how this makes sense. They want to launch these missiles or these rockets into the sky that are
carrying
these chemicals.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's
great.
But
would those chemicals then rain down if it works?
And kill a bunch of people. But we'd have plenty of water. Acid rain. Do you remember acid rain?
I know about acid rain.
Acid rain is a product of what you're suggesting, only not developed by missiles. It came from a lot of the improper burning of things in incinerators all around the country. What used to happen, and frankly what ought to happen now, but with better technology, the trash that you would generate, picked up by the rubbish man, or you bring it to the incinerator, and they'd incinerate it. They'd burn it. Whatever was in there, it got burned. So into the atmosphere, unless there were scrubbers on the incinerator, go the ashes and all of the stuff that you, what's left of whatever was burned up that you and your neighbors and friends and people in businesses in your community, whatever they've thrown in the rubbish, that got burned up. And then it went into the sky. I can remember when we had in my career, I've worked at two radio stations that were right across the street from an incinerator. One of them was here in Framingham when I worked at the local radio station for 12 or 13 years. And up the street in Newton, the incinerator WNTN at that location, the incinerator was across the street. Same thing happened. So when they burn stuff, the what goes up in the air, if it's a rainy day, the cars, I had to have a paint job done on the roof of my car because the acid rain, when it came and fell on the car, ate away at the paint. You could see the blemishes from what came down in the raindrops. That's how strong it was. I don't think there's too many circumstances where you still would find that today. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine the rain being that powerful that when it fell on your car, it left a mark?
Imagine it touching your skin.
Yeah, right. Or anything, your grass, whatever. It's so that's kind of what the... I don't know. Do we know exactly what the chemicals are? I think you have to look that up to figure out what kind of chemicals, what items can you put up into the sky, into the clouds that would create a situation where rain would be... would come out of the clouds. I don't...
That's...
something to think about. But is it okay for the Chinese to seed the clouds? Yes or no? Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, or 855-999-DOUG. It's 15 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Flexibility, innovation, and personalization. These are the fundamental factors that guide the Maserati Personal Service Lab in the development of new services dedicated to its customers. customers. Maserati introduces the new Extra 10 warranty program to extend the coverage of engine, gearbox, and transmission until the car turns 10 years old. For more automotive news stories, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
And you know, while we're thinking about that, Eden Pure does the same thing for the air. That Swiffer thing works on the floor and works on, you know, works on surfaces. But if you get air in your home that isn't healthy, you want to eliminate the odors and the mold and the mildew, then you should have one of those Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifiers that I've started talking about this week. I've got one here in the studio. It's very, very good. You can't hear it. But here it is. It's taking all of whatever, maybe Daisy leaves some bad gas or whatever. The odor is gonzo, pollutants, gonzo, the thunderstorm. That's why I kind of like the name, because it calls attention to what it really is. It is going to provide you and your home and your surroundings with the pure, fresh air, just like what happens after a good rainstorm. So save $200 right now on Eden Pure. The thunderstorm is yours in a 3-pack whole home protection. 3 units for under $200. What a deal. That's that's about half of what it usually costs. And the other purifiers that are on the market that can't hold a candle is much more expensive. So try one of these right now. Maybe it goes in your basement, bedroom, family room, your kitchen. You need clean air everywhere. So go online to EdenPureDeals.com. One word, EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code Doug3 to save that $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3. All right, so we've taken care of the walls and all the stuff in your house that needs to be cleaned up. The folks who do the Deadliest Catch TV show, that fishing boat that you see on TV all the time, got involved in something they weren't expecting to get involved in. They were in the waters off the coast of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Can you imagine?
And they see this Russian missile that goes over their heads. Yeah, they had didn't they have a run-in? Wasn't there a Russian ship, a fishing boat like them nearby?
And yeah, yeah.
The fishing boat's got missiles in it?
Yeah, DC's Time Bandit was called in kind of like for backup when another ship called the Wizard had that run-in, and they exchanged some words with the Russian fishing boat, and then the Russian fishing boat left, and then all of a sudden they see this, like, rocket, kind of this missile kind of just go into the air, and they're like, what? And of course it's all caught on video, and that episode aired this week, and you can also find it if you missed and want to see it. It's on Google Play TV and Movies or Philo.
Amazing. And then a fishing boat with missiles, that's what we need. 21 after the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
In South Dakota, a dairy farm has become more sustainable. They're using methane gas digesters. This is Broadwine Dairy in Baltic, South Dakota. The latest, there are a lot of farms that are doing this, renewable natural gas through the use of these methane digesters. You got to have 100 cows at least to make this worthwhile.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for August the 18th. I'm Doug. Along with me is Jay Kirshner. The gossip stuff, social media items trending include what's going on with Brittany Griner. I'm going to give you my opinion on what she's doing, and it's a quickie. And then let's talk about Ann Heche a little bit right after this.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
So we all have our own opinions about things, and we also have the facts. We weigh the facts to have an opinion. That's the idea in conversation anyway here when it comes to some of the serious issues and some of the things that are maybe not so serious. The Brittany Griner thing, I don't take it as that serious. It's not something that's making my day better or worse. I think she's making it worse for herself. And I look at her expressions, I get her body language, I listen to the things that are being said. Maybe this is unfair. We are still the government of the United States of America mulling a prisoner exchange. The judge, we all know, sentenced this basketball star to 9 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
The drug-related charges, we all know that's ridiculous. We know the Russians are just trying to stick it to us that Putin has the leverage, however, here. He wants one of his bad guys back again, and they don't know in Washington quite what to do because they don't want to give this bad guy back so he can go back out and do the bad stuff that he was doing before. But meanwhile, Brittany Griner is getting as much. I'm not even sure that it's her, maybe people that are related to her here, because how does she get stuff out of the jail that she's in?
Through her lawyers.
So
she can contact her wife or other family members through her lawyer.
So do you think I'm right or not when it comes to me thinking she's her own worst enemy? Fair?
Well, give me more examples of.
Well, I just the entitled feeling that I think, you know, she has this business or what's come out. I haven't heard these words come out of her mouth. To be truthful about it, I've heard it from others. The business about, well, I just had a little bit of marijuana and I've got sore shoulders and yada yada, but. She's been there before. She knows it's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
she had said
that she didn't realize she had it on her.
Well, so
benefit of the doubt, I believe her that when she was packing, maybe it was a mishap or a mistake. But the fact is while laws are one thing here, they're completely different in Russia. And the exchange of a horrible criminal for an accident just doesn't seem to add up.
Well, there are a lot of things that don't add up, and we'll continue to do the addition here. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Jaguar Land Rover has taken another step towards a new era of electrification and connectivity by opening a facility to test the next generation of vehicles for electrical and radio interference. The electromagnetic capability laboratory at Gaydon facility in the UK will ensure future vehicles meet current and future legislation quality standards for connectivity and electronics. For more automotive tech stories, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The same judge that issued the take everything warrant on President Trump's Florida home will decide today if probable cause portion of the warrant will be unsealed. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News calls out Attorney General Merrick Garland's double standard.
Last week, Merrick Garland was talking about wanting to be transparent, and they're opposing releasing this information, yet the people investigating this case have been leaking to the media, leaking grand jury materials or information.
Saudi Arabia sentenced a woman rights activist to 34 years in prison Monday over her Twitter account. The Salma al-Shihab conviction has a U.S. State Department taking a closer look at the case. A bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday night killed at least 21 people and wounded dozens. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As China and Russia announce joint military operations later on this month, Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News says slave labor is what President Biden's green energy policies are paying for.
The Democrats just spent hundreds of billions of dollars to try to empower that regime more. Remember, China has a large portion of the world's so-called green energy technology, especially the minerals that go into it. Some of those slaves are making those exact solar panels or other inputs to it. We're spending hundreds of billions of taxpayers' dollars now on that technology, as opposed to trying to produce more oil and gas here in North America. That's because liberals like Joe Biden will avert their eyes from slaves in China or African child laborers while they look down their nose at American roughnecks and coal miners. The exact opposite of what we should be doing, producing more of our energy, producing less energy from China, which is being built on the backs of slave labor.
Excessive heat this year could affect Christmas trees in the coming years.
Heat waves could affect Christmas tree farms. Live Christmas trees are more popular than ever, but heat waves and droughts could force some to go back to artificial trees. It takes years to grow a tree before it's harvested, and while more mature trees could be plentiful this holiday season, newer trees with years to go are suffering in some parts of the country. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
DUI crash suspect Ann Hesh's cause of death was announced by the coroner. Smoke inhalation and thermal injuries. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
A grandmother gets weekly visits from a chatty owl.
Who? Isn't
cute, though? It actually responds to her, and occasionally it tries to sit on her lap.
Yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who? Who? Why? Why? Where? Where? All the questions that matter right here.
What?
Doug,
Okay. Doug's,
good day. Yes, 34 at the hour. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen.
I'm going to take a couple
of trips. Let's take a few trips. We were actually out in the fishing boat talking about the deadliest catch in the missile from the Russian fishing boat. So let's bring it back home here. Talk about things that are happening in America. For example, your hometown of Cleveland. All right, mm-hmm. Jay grew up in Cleveland, out in the suburbs. A federal judge there yesterday awarded $650 million in damages to two Ohio counties that won a lawsuit against CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart. $650 million because they apparently overcharged, among other things. This could be from the Frontiers in Medicine Department. And so when you go to, that's why I use a local pharmacy. You know me, I'm all about local, local, local. And I have a little guy, a little couple of stores in Framingham that I go to. because they have all the same stuff. Their prices are better. The guy knows me when I walk in the door, and he was the one who advised me not to get the second booster shot because he didn't think I needed it. It wasn't necessarily something I needed for my immune system, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it, in terms of what it is that goes on in these big stores, they are like big box stores. The claim was that they distributed opioids to customers, and that caused severe harm, created a public nuisance. This is kind of an interesting and creative.
Big.
Yeah, sure it is. And the total price tag to you and me and our society and our country so far has been $3 billion. So now, with the money being distributed, Lake County is going to get $306 million over the next 15 years, and Trumbull County is getting $344 million over the same period. So I guess my question would be, what are they going to do with that money? They gave it, the money goes to two counties, and these are suburban Cleveland counties, right? You know, Trumbull County, Lake County. Lake County is where Avon Lake is, isn't it?
No. Lake County is east of Cleveland.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, what's the local run on this? What do they do? The money is going to be done. How do they not squander it? What do they do? How does the average person that bought this stuff, what are they getting out of it?
Yeah, and most of the conversation that's happening surrounding this is against the retroactivists. Like, yes, people should be held accountable, but also what's being done moving forward, because it doesn't seem like there's any plan in place.
Is this cheap people
right,
doing again?
And
yeah.
Upon the pharmacies, when the trials were going on, their claim was that pharmacists are not in control of how they distribute. It's in charge of, you know, it's by the doctors who are prescribing these medications, but there are people who will bounce doctor to doctor to doctor, and it's not always in the previous medical charts, like this person just had a prescription filled. So at a certain point, it should be in the systems for all CVS chains, all Walgreens chains.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, what's being done to prevent this? What's the future of this?
Yep. That question's not answered here. It just is money being thrown without there being, at least for the public to understand where the money goes. The money is coming from a private source into the public coffers. Does it go into the general fund? I mean, I don't see what this does. It's not clear.
Is it going towards fighting this specific issue in the future, and how so? There were a couple chains that settled lawsuits prior to the trial even beginning, Giant Eagle and Rite Aid, and that payment has not been disclosed publicly.
CVS and Walmart.
There's more involved with this.
Yeah, yeah, and they all are going to appeal it anyway, so the lawyers are going to be the ones that walk over with all the money by the time they're done.
Everybody wants to blame somebody else. Pharmacies want to blame the doctors. Doctors want to blame the pharmacies.
The county commissioner said, today marks the start of a new day in our fight to end the opioid epidemic. And how's that, sir? How do you, what out of the, so the verdict, which, by the way, was rendered last year, that favored the counties. This was a long trial, and the judge then was to decide how much the counties could get from these three pharmacy companies. So why doesn't if this is a sort of a blueprint for what is supposed to be being done to somehow or other quell the desire for people to buy this stuff and use it, so why doesn't every county sue these companies and put them out of business? Everybody in the country. Let's instead of just these two counties in the Cleveland area, how come I'm in Middlesex County, Massachusetts? Let's get the DA. They're all running for re-election. So, okay, go get the drugstores. Go get them. You'll fix them.
Or maybe when it comes to opioids, those shouldn't be distributed through the pharmacies and drugstores. They should actually be in-house at doctors' offices and hospitals. And when
why
the doctors
do
prescribe
we use them,
them they
at all?
Do them.
They're nothing but bad.
Well, and that's the next question, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
They should be banned. But the drug companies have such a stranglehold on the political system and the information system and the advertising access that they have. You know, anybody can buy advertising if you pay for it. For the most part, some things are banned. Can't sell cigarettes anymore in America. That's good. You can sell booze. You can sell grass. You can sell drugs. So, you know, cigarettes are bad. Killed my mother. Killed a lot of people. But is that the only thing? So, do we outlaw everything or do we outlaw nothing and use education? Are youngsters in elementary school being shown through some sort of a good drug, an advanced drug program, what happens to you if you smoke? What do your lungs look like after you've smoked for 10 years? What does it do to people's hearts?
Are those still part of the curricular? I remember learning all of that when I was in school, and a nurse would come in and show different models of things. And there were also these big PSAs. I remember Rachel Lee Cook was in one once upon a time where she was like, this is your brain on drugs, and then this is your family. And she cracks Meg into a frying pan, and she takes the
frying pan and
bashes up the whole kitchen.
Yep, right, yep. Well, the story of the guys like Yul Brynner, who was a smoker, and he did an ad for to stop smoking. It was a PSA, actually, that aired. He said, if you're watching this, I'm dead. And that was, he did. He recorded the things before he died to explain what happened to his body because he smoked. And then you saw the other, there was an ad once with somebody who had a tracheotomy.
Remember
that one? Yeah.
Why don't we see those on TV as much anymore?
Because
why aren't those
painful?
Some of the pre-rolls in streaming or on YouTube videos?
Yep. Yeah. Yuckabunga. Okay, let's get to, here's one of the culprits is the Center for Disease Confusion. And now they're admitting that there were a lot of missteps, a lot of problems, a lot of mistakes that were made during the COVID situation. So now they're going to overhaul the agency. It's described as, quote, an ambitious overhaul to prevent some of the problems from happening again that happened during COVID, like all the misinformation. Now, granted, we were thrown a lot of stuff all at once. The news media confused everybody, scared everybody, as it usually does. So then it isn't really the news media anyway. It's the advocacy media. And so it complicated everything. Nobody knew whether to get a vaccine or not because the group said, oh, you get vaccines, you'll die. And people say, if you don't get vaccines, you'll die. So, okay, which is it? Which way am I going to die? Either with a vaccine or without a vaccine? And then, you know, there were a lot of other things that have happened. It was complicated. And now, so we have the vaccine campaign that's coming from the CDC for the fall. Right? You've seen those spots already? Flu shots with COVID boosters in them. And when should you get your arm jabbed? That's one of the, right?
And do we still have the option of flu shot alone? Because I've got to say, when I had my third booster, that wrecked me. And I'm a little timid to get boosted against COVID again.
Well, I'm the wrong guy to ask because I'm not a big fan of any of the stuff. I did get my shots. Got one booster mostly because I wanted to protect or make my family feel comfortable. So it wasn't about me. It was about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not interested in getting any more shots. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of this program, will tell me that I should get a flu shot. He's been telling me for 20 years that I should get a flu shot. Never did, and I've never had the flu. I did get a flu shot, however, last year. So I had, four COVID shots.
You got all the things.
Yeah, right. And here I am to tell the tale. And I've not had COVID, and I haven't had the flu. And so, what do you take away from that?
Yeah, and I had it the other month. I had COVID the other month.
Yeah.
So shouldn't I still be okay with not getting...
Well, part of the information that came from the CDC was that you won't get it, and that was wrong. You won't die if you have the shots. That seems to be pretty consistently true. If you got COVID and you had the shots,
it's almost like it's not preventing people from getting it, but it's helping to prevent severe illness, severe symptoms.
Yeah. Okay, as long as we're talking about the remainder of the time we have here, the Center for Disease Confusion announcing an ongoing investigation, Jay, into an E. coli outbreak this week that's infected 29 people, 9 of whom have gone to the hospital. And they don't know what food they ate, or even if it was a food. I would wonder, you know, it's hard to get E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria without eating something. It doesn't just, It's not an airborne illness. It's on food. It's attached to something you put in your stomach. And once you get it, you get a bad case of it. Ooh. You get really sick. You have vomiting, and you got diarrhea, and it's very unpleasant. It's also, some people develop kidney failure, and that's what makes them have to go. Yeah, right. So, but how do you know?
It's hard to prove unless you took home leftovers. If you were eating at a restaurant, you kept the leftovers or
in the car,
to be in the fridge or something.
Yeah, right. So how do you prevent yourself? Here's the thing that I like to do on this program. We fix the problem. We talk about it a little bit. Okay, but here's the remedy if you want to take this to heart. If you don't want to get these various bacteria, E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, you should think about how you handle your food. When you put the food on the counter, is the counter clean? Have you cleaned the surface? Are the utensils, the knife, did you use that for something else? And I have this new rinse that comes. I should bring it upstairs and tell you what the brand is because it's really good. It's an all-natural way to rinse fruits and veggies.
Oh, that's great.
It's good. Foods that won't be cooked should not be left near raw meat or seafood or poultry because those are the culprits. If you've meat, especially some of the stuff that's coming from offshore, who knows how long that's been laying around before it got into your mouth. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Keep everything clean in your kitchen. 48 past the hour.
Athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I wanted to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/school printing for coupon and requirements.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here we are at 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for farm, food, and family information that'll help guide you, hopefully, in what you purchase and how you're eating things. I guess we ought to celebrate National Fajita Day first here. You think, Jay? National Fajita Day. I had a fish fajita last night with a bowl of chowder. It was quite good, actually.
Ooh,
I like
delicious.
Fish fajita. I like fish tacos and fajitas. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so celebrating this, which is an authentic taste, pretty much a Southwestern thing, right?
Yeah, big Tex-Mex.
Right, yep. So what goes in it? Black beans are in. Do you like the hot?
Peppers, bell peppers, and onions typically, and then the meat, whether it's steak or chicken or fish, or if you do a vegetable fajita, and then you just get all the other kinds of vegetables in there. So good.
The fajitas go back to the 1930s, apparently, when some of the Mexican vaqueros in Texas developed this fajita idea from throwaway cuts of beef. A part of the payment for their working. That's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So the workers learned how to use these tough cuts of beef, and then they, you know, whatever they put in it to make it tasty. I don't know, how do they make it easier to eat, though? That's some of the tough stuff, like eating rawhide. But it is a cheap way to make an efficient use of a lot of this stuff, for sure. You can go into these, you can get fajitas and tacos at Taco Bell for, what, 99 cents or something?
What are you getting for that kind of money? They've gone up a little bit.
But still. What are you getting? If you're getting that same stuff.
And you always get the side of rice and the refried beans or the black beans. And then you have the side of guacamole and sour cream and pico de gallo and the lettuce. And you can kind of make it all yourself in your flour tortilla thing. Or just grab a fork to it and ditch the tortilla. Ugh. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm eating today.
All right. We're going to go to Schoharie County, where we're heard on a fabulous radio station. The story of 30 sheep after this.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
All right, so 30 sheep been removed from a Schoharie County farm up in WSDE land. A trooper out on patrol noticed some of the sheep in very poor condition. And this is one of the, isn't it interesting, with pretty large-scale animal seizure when you compare, you know, sometimes you see somebody who's a backyard chicken person doesn't know how to take care of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Took 2 days to get all of the 35 sheep off of that farm. Not an easy job for the Humane Society and law enforcement. They did their best. Sheep are like cats. You can't easily corral them. You know what the old expression is, like trying to round up a bunch of cats, trying to herd mm-hmm. some cats? Uh-uh. So the state police say that they have been before to the Vandale Farm, which is in Central Bridge, not too far from Cobleskill and that area up there. They've been there a couple of times before because of complaints of sheep getting loose. Sheep are tough, though, but, you know, there's a certain, if you're going to raise them, you should know what you're doing, what to feed them, how to take care of them. So at any rate,
No neglect, no abuse.
No.
It's just unacceptable.
So also up in that neck of the woods, a woman was recently arrested, accused of failing to provide sustenance for dogs and other animals, including some ducks and chickens on her farm and some goats. They were all seized. So what the heck's going on up there? Well, it's a tough time, you know, to feed their animals and care for the animals.
And that's why so many are selling them off. But doesn't that seem like a more humane, a better way to do it, that you have to sell them off so that they can still be taken care of?
Yeah, it does, actually. It's tough, though. Some people don't want to give up on these animals or go give up on what they're doing. 59 past the hour. Food for thought. Farm, food, and family here on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.